CBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Los Angeles facing 3 days of clashes with protesters and demonstrations against ICE immigration raids. ABC's Matt Gutman was in downtown for the unrest.
Just moments ago, there's some projectiles being thrown. Just moments ago, a motorcycle seemed to try to break through the police skirmish line. And now you can hear all those flashbangs going off. Police are trying to push those protesters back.
Mayor Karen Bass and Governor Gavin Newsom both saying they did not request the National Guard. It was the first time since 1965 the National Guard was deployed by a president against the wishes of a governor. Scores of scientists have signed a letter called the Bethesda Declaration, challenging Trump policies they say are meant to undermine National Institutes of Health missions, waste public resources, and harm the health of Americans and people around the globe. Warner Brothers and Discovery announcing this morning they will be splitting off into two public companies by next year. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. After 33 years of dedicated service to the Oshkosh Area School District, Assistant Superintendent of Operations Julie Conrad Peters is leaving the district to be the superintendent in Lake Wales, Florida. Conrad Peters started her career in Oshkosh as a high school teacher, a department chair, a high school principal, then a middle school principal, and then director of curriculum and assessment before she became the assistant superintendent of operations. The Oshkosh Area School District will begin its search for Conrad Peters' replacement soon. A federal judge has issued a temporary block on the Trump administration's cancellation of hundreds of millions of dollars in AmeriCorps grant funding. Joanne Krulatz has that story.
The decision means the federal agency must restore grant funding and Corps members in those states. The federal lawsuit was filed by Democratic state officials across the country. It accused President Donald Trump's cost-cutting efforts through the Department of Government Efficiency of reneging on grants funded through the AmeriCorps state and national program. The program was budgeted $557 million in congressionally approved funding this year, but the judge is allowing the 30-year-old federal agency to proceed with its reduction in force.
A body pulled from the waters of Door County last Wednesday near Little Strawberry Island has been identified as that of Lisa Janine Pipp of Greendale, Wisconsin. Pipp, 42, was reported missing back in January of this year when she walked away from a vehicle on the ice of Green Bay during an argument. Preliminary autopsy findings show no indication of foul play. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers' homestand continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a three-game series against the Atlanta Braves tonight at American Family Field. The crew got shut out by the Padres yesterday, 1-0. Milwaukee leaving 10 base runners stranded and just couldn't find a way to score some runs. Pat Murphy.
We didn't get the big hit when we needed to. We could have scored, a ton of runs. We had a ton of traffic. It seemed like we just didn't come up with a big hit.
The Brewers losing this series to San Diego 2-1. NBA, the Pacers fall to the Thunder in Oklahoma City, 123-107. Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton said it seemed like the refs allowed them to be more physical in Game 2.
The officials said, let us play a little bit more. So just got to do a better job playing through there. Just got to figure out how to be better earlier in games. But kudos to them. They're a great defensive team, but we can do a lot better job and, watch the film and see if we can get better, going into Game 3.
The series tied at one game apiece. Game 3 Wednesday night in Indianapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible today. Our high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible with a low dropping into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and a bit warmer with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide. bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to healthcare, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. State Senator Kelda Royce will be here with our weekly Joint Finance Committee update, as well as headlines from Wisconsin Watch. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number 3 of Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide. Special thanks to Kristen Ambles, Point Mortgage Corporation, Emily Smith from the downtown Green Bay Y, Eric Gorder from the Green Bay Y, Brittany Merlot, of course, Civic Media Meteorologist, and now one of our favorite people because she's got the cool job, Beth Kowalski, Neville Public Museum, Curiosity Unveiled Programming. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
So once again, so many people have disappointed me on this show. And you too, because you've never hooked me up for that architectural dig I want to do along the Fox.
Well, we'll work on that.
You always say that. Michael, I'm going to discover some really cool stuff around here.
Do you have one of those metal
detectors? Yeah, but I loaned it to a guy to find his property stake, and he never got it back to me. Yeah, but that was the best thing about
it.
I know the greatest thing is, two things. You know who else asked me to use it one time? Mary Jane Herber, because they wanted to find the time capsule thing at the courthouse.
Oh.
And they couldn't find where they had buried it, but they thought there was some metal. So that's where metal detecting comes in best, finding property stakes or time capsules and bottle caps. That's what I found a lot of. How are you, Beth?
I'm doing great.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Is this your program or is this a national thing? This is a cool program.
It's a brand new program. It is Neville-based, obviously. So it's Curiosities Unveiled. It's on Tuesdays monthly. And it does a deep dive into different programming in different areas of the museum.
It's almost like, you know, you didn't know. It really unveils something. And, you know, we're all curious about certain things. So, yeah, we're going to have you back here. But let's just go through some of these. I mean, the first one that kicks off, well, soon.
Soon.
June. And it's 1 hour every evening, 6 to 7.
Correct.
Okay. So tell us about the first one.
So the first one's June 24th, and it looks a deep dive into a Dr. Seuss exhibit that we have up right now. So it's called Secret Seuss, and it looks at two private collectors in the Fox Valley area that have loaned us some items that take a look into the life of Dr. Seuss as an artist.
Do they have some of his artwork?
Yes. Yes.
I've got a friend that has a bunch worth big, big, big money.
I think so. It's a very valuable
big money
collection.
And in fact, I'll tell you what, it was where I used to work. And Spencer, our good friend Spencer, artist here.
Wow.
I said, hey, Spencer. And he went like, oh my God.
Yes.
Do you guys realize the value of these things?
Yeah. It's pretty impressive. So again, it's original art on the outside of the gallery walls. And then we have some three-dimensional pieces. So it is a really amazing piece. So yes, it's an opportunity to take a deep dive into the exhibit and the content and the life of Dr. Seuss.
And how cool to know that. You know, I don't know what age you're expecting there, but that would just be something when to talk to your grandkids or something, you'd know a lot about.
Absolutely.
Everybody's heard of him.
Everybody has a different favorite book.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the coolest part. And the exhibit's only been open for, you know, 2 weeks now. But building up to opening it, talking to folks, it's just they have. It's just a love for Dr. Seuss, and again, everybody. Yeah. So,
well, everybody. I think the most exciting thing when I was a little kid was that once a month or once every 3 weeks, you'd get mail. There'd be that package. It'd be a new Dr. Seuss book.
Totally.
And again, he had such a career, over 70 books published. You know, he had a great advertising career. So there's just things that you don't really know. You know the book, but then it's the backstory of who he was.
So was he kind of like a Mr. Rogers guy? I mean, I never met him, but when he didn't die, what, in the When did he die? 1999?
I believe so.
Yeah, something like that.
Late '90s.
Late '90s.
But had a very long career. Very long career.
I'm curious. I'll have to go. But his background,
His background was most of his career was in advertising, and that's how he made a living but then the artwork came in after the fact, and he would work evenings and nights and create these characters. And what's really cool is like the cat in the hat was like his, he always said his persona was either the Cat in the Hat or the Grinch. And you can see when you compare the artwork side by side, you can really see similarities in how he drew the Cat in the Hat versus the Grinch. But then there's some subtle differences.
Wow. At your next one
in July,
John can help.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I was going to say we have a dinosaur, traveling dinosaur exhibit up. So again, we look at the kind of, aspect of when you see a movie like Jurassic Park or Jurassic World, what are you looking at? And then how we can debunk what some of those.
So the name of that program, the first one was Secrets of Seuss, but the second one is Misconceptions in the Media.
Yeah, go ahead on that.
So again, it's looking at really using the exhibit content and taking a look at what dinosaurs really, truly are like.
You know what? I told you this. I would be willing to donate this. I got a woolly mammoth bone.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bought it in Alaska.
Okay. Yeah. We have a tusk, a woolly mammoth tusk that did come from Alaska. It's been part of our collection for decades. And a woolly mammoth with teeth of mastodons and mammoths.
Is your bone real?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Do you have like an authentic certification piece of paper?
I think so. Yeah. I'll bring it in. I'll show you.
Can you see, this was manufactured in 1974. No,
in China.
Made in China.
Wow, Michael.
So when we opened it up.
I'm sorry.
My goodness. Wow. You guys, you know what? Who comes up with your stuff, though? Your displays and your ideas? Because this is a big process.
We work between 3 to 4 years out. Again, a lot of times community members will come to us and say, I have a suggestion, and we'll say, okay, how can we work with it? The dinosaur exhibit that we have now, we actually signed that contract in 2021 to get it here in Green Bay for 6 months in 2025. So again, the Seuss exhibit we've been working on for over 3 years because, again, it's two private collectors, and we had to coordinate and kind of help curate that storyline because it's different pieces.
Not a lot of risk, though, with dinosaurs and Seuss.
Correct.
You know what I mean? You can plan out that far. Some of these things, they become a fad, and it's like, who's that again? But I mean, those are two good things that, especially kids with the dinosaurs, but, you know.
Every time we do a community survey, dinosaurs is top five. Top five. So, you know, we try to look for high quality, good science, and get those things here to Green Bay so, again, our community can be exposed to really cool things.
And, the Jurassic Parks, I think that series will go on forever. Absolutely. They'll make Jurassic Park 12 someday, won't they? I mean, that there's still the interest.
You know what a cool one would be? On the Wizard of Oz.
Ooh, the
Wizard
I like
of
that.
Oz. The story behind what the true meaning was at the Wizard of Oz and, you know, all the characters and just the storyline and everything like that.
Well, I think it's funny when you're talking with the little people that are involved. They're like grabbing what's-her-name's butt at times.
Those guys were wild.
They were crazy. They're partying all the time.
They were crazy.
They're partying all the time.
The lollipop kids.
They were showing up drunk. They said
the lollipop kids.
But Mike, when we grew up watching The Wizard of Oz, it was on its surface.
Yeah.
It was The Wizard of Oz. I remember my youngest daughter's writer. She's the smartest kid I got. And she came home and she goes, she said, we're studying The Wizard of Oz. And she was in grade school. And I'm like, oh, that's good. I said, it's a pretty good movie, a little scary once in a while. She goes, I said, well, you know, and it starts singing that Yellow Brick Road. She goes, Dad, that's just the gold standard.
So they're analyzing what it represents.
And the Tin Man was like the union. And I'm like, here I'm the dad.
Oh,
and
big,
I'm like,
big time.
I'm like,
big time.
I'm like, you know, I don't
know. I didn't know this.
There were so many messages movie that if you really look into
it's unbelievable, John.
It's fascinating.
It is unbelievable what's in there. And she's like, I'm seventh grade telling me this. I'm like, wow.
Wow.
Anyway.
Okay.
That would be cool. I'm just saying.
I just threw that out.
There's curiosity. You know, Beth, you could get that going in a couple of years.
Movie still scares me to this day. It still scares me to this day. That's why I have one tattoo. It's a flying monkey tattoo. Okay.
For real?
Yes. Watch it.
So why does it scare you?
Oh, my. You do have a flying monkey tattoo.
Yeah. Because we were doing a thing on our own radio show. Our nickname was the Flying Monkeys, all our listeners and everything. And I came up because it's like we were talking about what has scared you in facing your fears all your life. And mine was when I used to walk home from school when I was really little, and I have walked through this woods area like, and it reminded me so much of when the little monkeys used to come down from up above. They're running and chasing and grabbing them. And that was always my, so I'd have to run thinking those little monkeys were chasing me. And they were pick me up type thing. So that was always my fear. That was my number one fear. So I embraced my fear by getting a tattoo of the flying monkeys.
Wow.
Who knew?
Were there a lot of snakes tattooed?
No. Why?
Oh, because I think that's a big fear or people spiders. Have.
Oh, yeah, snakes, saying, yeah. But mine was the flying monkey.
Yeah, I'm sure yours
was. There's something with those little short legs chasing those people down and then picking them up.
Yeah, I just was kidding. So you had a bunch of friends do that? Is that your thing?
I think we had 52 people get the same tattoo.
I'd be curious as to
Anybody out there with a flying monkey tattoo?
Oh, they all got flying monkeys?
Yes, they all got flying monkeys.
Oh, I thought they tattooed what their fear was.
No. Well, they were, but that's we adopted that then as the flying monkeys.
Oh, that became
that was
the umbrella.
Name of our listeners.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
The flying monkeys. So they weren't necessarily like you afraid of these monkeys. They were afraid of something, but they wanted to join the group. Okay,
yeah.
I got it.
What would yours be? If you're afraid of like one thing.
A snake.
Yours would be a snake?
Oh, I haven't.
All right.
I'm not a fan of spiders.
Spiders? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I like tornadoes.
Okay,
Those would be that'd be a cool tattoo.
Todd,
I don't know, but that's a good one, Beth. Tornadoes,
yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that actually is.
That's in the Wizard of Oz too.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. That would be a cool tattoo, though. I mean, think of the guy, the way you draw that.
Yeah, what?
That would be.
What did you say yours was, Michael?
Spiders. But there's so many. I like claustrophobic. Like I can't like it. Just claustrophobic. That it's a
that's
not a
you guys
fear,
got
but
common.
It just does get me a little in.
Yeah,
a little tense.
I know what you mean. What would yours be? Snakes.
Yeah. That claustrophobia doesn't, or heights, that wouldn't
heights
be
heights is another one.
Yeah.
Me too with heights.
Yeah.
No, my sister didn't. But anyway, yeah, the snakes. There's a million tattoo snakes.
I can
just go pick that out easy.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it.
So, Beth, tell us more about your projects this summer. Yeah, these are all cool.
So,
we got a whole list of them here.
More dinosaurs and more Seuss. It's just different
more
angles.
More dinosaurs, more Seuss. And again,
two win-wins, though,
and,
right?
And if you notice on there, too, later on in the year, behind-the-scenes tour. So, again, custom touring in behind the scenes and collections, which we talked about last time.
That's,
so.
Oh, I would love that. Yeah. I would love to see your collection room.
All right.
Or storage room.
Again, it's all tied to the exhibits. So you can come see the exhibit, but then this is a deeper dive into the content of what we have on display.
That's right. Awesome.
So tell us about the museum. You know, let's take a step back and the cost, the hours that's free once in a while to county residents, but go ahead.
Yeah, the best part is for first Wednesday of each month, we're free for Brown County residents from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., so the entire day. And those days are super busy, and there's usually a bunch of different activities that are happening scattered out throughout the day. So again, checking Facebook, that website gives all the details because we update it all with different partners each month. And then we're open Tuesdays through Sundays. Oh, the reason we have the Tuesday Curiosity programming is because we're open noon to 8 because our community asked for evening hours. So every Tuesday we're open noon to 8. Really great opportunity to see two amazing traveling exhibits here at the Neville this summer between the Dr. Secret Seuss and Darwin and Dinosaurs, plus our local history content. NevillePublicMuseum.org usually has all the updates to it as well as Facebook and Instagram.
I know I ask this every time, but what are some, and you guys get so many people wanting to offer things to you guys, and it's like, okay, you know, we have to put it in storage. But what are some of the things if they walk through the door with that you guys would be like, yes?
So we're working on a food culture exhibit in 2026. Is that right? Yep, 2026. Okay. So right now we don't have a booyah kettle or booyah.
Okay.
You know? So we're actively looking for one of those. We might be borrowing one from the Belgian Heritage Society.
Cool.
But we're always looking for, again, the past and present and things that, like, that we wouldn't necessarily have but are centered to the community.
Nice.
It's gonna. That's interesting. I mean, across the street, they got some antiques over there and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when that was first getting made, before the guy who invented the cheese slicer,
yes,
worked there. He died a few years ago, but it's unbelievable what the history of Shriver.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And again, we've helped them out, and they have their hall of their history hall, which is pretty awesome. So again, we look to borrow things as well as we look to collect things.
Todd, go ahead and read the snarky comment from
this
Todd.
Is from Todd and DePier. John was afraid that flying monkeys are going to pick him up and carry him away. That must have been 100 pounds ago. I don't think he's got much to worry about these days.
All right.
Just pull him down.
Ouch.
Yeah. Ouch. Wow. Beth Kowalski, Neville Public Museum. Can you stick around?
Yes.
Michael Friedman in the house. Man of the Mayor. Back after this.
It wasn't like this. 40 million years ago, I lit my favorite torch, picked up my monkeys.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hi, I'm Dave Rucker with Bank First. Is now a good time to buy a home? The truth is, the right time to buy a home is when you're ready. Focus on your personal financial goals, not the headlines. At Bank First, our experienced team is ready to guide you through every step of the journey. Let's discuss how to make home ownership a reality on your timeline. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partner in home ownership, NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd always finds a way, doesn't he? For
That's
theme
right.
music. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
See, I thought he was going to play Barney, but this is much better.
Unbelievable.
Much better. Why would I choose Barney?
Wasn't he the purple dinosaur?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Finally, I'm one step ahead of him. This is the first time.
2 years.
What, 2 years?
2 years.
2 years.
Hey, we're only like a week, 2 weeks away from our 2 year anniversary.
Yeah, I know. 25th.
Wow.
2 years.
Congratulations.
I'm celebrating by taking a vacation.
He is gone.
Because it's been 2 years since I've had one.
I remember that first day.
Mm.
Yes.
Beth Kowalski, Neville Public Museum, Curiosity Unveiled programming. Interesting stuff. Let's pick it right up from where we were.
Well, that's one of your programs. But yep. I want to take a step back a little bit. You went over the hours. Do you have agreements with other museums?
We do.
People who like to travel and
so
museums?
Our museum membership. Okay, supports all of our programs and exhibitions, right. But getting a museum membership, whatever level it is, we're part of Association of Science and Technology Centers, which means our basic membership allows you to travel across the United States and even some international museums and gets you basically into science and technology centers. So like if you're interested in going to Milwaukee Public Museum's general admission is covered. Discovery World, Field Museum in Chicago, Science and Industry.
Really?
So Minneapolis. So again, so depending on where you're going, Neville membership supports locally, but also allows families or individuals to travel and go explore other museums.
Are there people in Chicago that buy your membership so they can go to the...
That's
not an expensive museum because... And that's right down the University of Chicago.
Yep, yeah, the Chicago Museum. So a lot of grandparents will purchase memberships for families during spring break if you're traveling. It's a really great opportunity to support the Neville and then, again, be able to explore other places.
You're from Ohio, right?
I'm from Indiana.
Oh, Indiana. Okay.
Indiana.
So I was watching the golf tournament a couple weeks ago, the Jack Nicklaus Memorial in Dublin, Ohio. And they've got a big World War II museum there that they were showing that looked really cool.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that one.
Okay, but what I'm saying is with the different types of, like, the military history has become... I think Band of Brothers, for one thing, really helped. Don't you, Michael? We're both fans.
Yeah.
You know, with people wanting to know more about that. Do you have people come to you and ever ask for, like, exhibits? Like, hey, would you ever want to do something on the 32nd division here. Or do you get that?
So we have a large World War I collection. So we've done that before because, again, we had a lot of Brown County residents leave and fight during World War I and they brought things back with them. Today, you know, you can't really bring stuff back, but they could at that time. We're planning on next year is our country's turning 250 years old, right? So we're already planning on looking at a community room exhibit that looks at the revolutionary time period and connections to early family members here in Green Bay.
Wow.
So we're working with the Daughters of the American Republic on that one and are the local chapter.
Yeah.
And they help do some research and tie things together. And then we're working on how do we tell those stories.
That's fantastic.
Have you looked at music in this area and having a display on the talent goes back here pretty far, and some of those even radio shows, but even there were good writers of music as well.
Absolutely. So Wisconsin has a great history to that. You know, even Madison, you were talking about Madison earlier, having, you know, recording studios. We've looked at it. It's just, again, it's working with community partners that have private collections and how to curate that. So it's definitely something that's come up before. And something that we can explore.
And, you know, if it's 3-4 years out, I mean, who cares, right? It's a museum. Yep. It takes a lot of work. And you're right. A lot of the stuff is sitting in private homes.
In private collections.
But I think people like to show it off a little bit, too.
They absolutely do. But again, you know, so it's, again, helping to tell that story and how did you collect it? And then what was happening here in time? You know, what was happening with the recording and what was happening with the genre of music? But it's definitely something that has come up before.
And we were talking earlier, just a little bit to do with that, but even in the 20s, the music was, but the world was great, right? We were building all these buildings. That's when we built the Northland. We built, you know, the WBAY. Who was just doing
YMCA.
The YMCA.
Three of the biggest buildings in Green Bay were built in the same year.
Yeah, and just that was good living. I think it'd be fun because if you listen to that music, I bet you takes a well, they're too old now, but it takes you back to that time.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. So
I gotta ask this. I mean, you work in the museum world. When you go on vacations, do you go to museums, or is that the last thing in the world you'd want to do?
I just got back from vacation, and actually, we were my boys and I were in Providence, Rhode Island, and we went to Boston for a day. And my boys are museum kids too, so we went to the USS Constitution Museum,
that's awesome.
Really fascinating. So again, it's nice to be able to go explore across the country and see what other museums are doing and how they're telling stories.
See, I love that. I would love to take a summer just do that kind of stuff. I'd love to go to the Holocaust Museum.
It's a very, very somber and very impactful
The
way, again, telling those very personal stories.
I remember when the first military museum, Stephen Ambrose, actually, in New Orleans opened. It was called the D-Day Museum at the time. Then they changed the name of it. Then it got hit bad with Katrina, and they had to move it and everything.
But, there was Doug Lavalette. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You were there, too.
Those are just, like, they're somber, but, boy, you get a feeling when you're in there and when you leave, it's like... You learn something.
Again,
it's
about paying tribute to the past, understanding the past, so that way we can be go forward.
Yeah. We can do that here, John.
I want to do a Green Bay Military Museum, Northeast Wisconsin.
They're expensive. And
museums are very expensive, yes. It's hard, again, it's a big building. You have to take care of the collection.
Keep the lights on. I know.
All right. So the boys enjoy Boston. That's a great city, isn't it? Love it. Oh, man.
It was so much history. We started on the Freedom Trail and it was just, again, and there were things that because of the earliness of that, I was able to be like, okay, Green Bay is historically significant.
Right.
Like we were existing at the same time.
Right.
You know, we were huge with the fur trade. Mm-hmm. And so they were able to make those connections.
Well, like I've told you, Jim, I got a different route that I've walked now. I go the opposite way on the river here. And I had never seen that plaque before. Like 1639, this was the trail to Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like right here.
Yep. Oldest city.
That's amazing. Yeah, you know, it's a great museum in Boston, the Isabel Gardner. Did you go?
No, I wish we had more time.
You should have gone. I mean, and it's great because the paintings that were stolen, they just leave those spaces open on the wall. So you know the story of the Gardner Museum?
No, I don't.
Uh-uh. So three like Van Gogh's and I think very, very expensive paintings, three or four, were stolen back, in the 80s, maybe?
I think so.
And they don't know who did it. So the paintings have never been recovered. No one knows where they are.
But all right, all right, Van Gogh. Did you go to? Did you go to Cheers?
No.
Did you go to Fenway?
No. We watched. We waved at Fenway.
Oh man, that's cool.
I love that city.
It's weird. That's just like right downtown, isn't it? Though.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Beth Kowalski, Neville Public Museum. We love with you what you do. What a phenomenal museum.
Barney.
Come back.
I love you. You love me. We're best friends like friends should be. With a bright big hug and a kiss from me to you.
won't you say?
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hayes. A 69-year-old woman and a 71-year-old man, both from Bondwell, were killed in an accident in Shawnee County this weekend. Preliminary investigations show the SUV they were riding in failed to yield to oncoming traffic while making a turn. The driver of the pickup that struck the SUV suffered minor injuries. Another scam is making its rounds. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Motor Vehicles, is warning consumers of another phishing scam where scammers are texting and pretending to be from Wisconsin DOT, DMV, to get individuals to click on fraudulent links to reveal personal information. This recent wave warns of a final notice or of an unspecified unpaid traffic violation. Some scams duplicate the look of official WISDOT content. These are not from WISDOT or DMV. On Monday, DMV noted an influx in customers calling and emailing with questions after receiving these unsolicited texts. A previous wave hit Wisconsin late March into early April. Wisconsin DMV urges consumers to be on the lookout and follow these tips. Be suspicious of demands for money in urgency. Do not share personal information with unsolicited emails or messages. If you have not signed up to receive email or text messages from DMV and receive an unsolicited text message or email from an unknown number or person, do not respond, engage with the caller, or click on links. And sign up for account activity alerts and renewal reminders by subscribing to Wisconsin DMV's eNotify. Like most bank accounts, you will receive confirmation of transactions on your account, which alerts you to any fraudulent activities. Sign up for eNotify at wisconsindmv.gov/eNotify.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not sure if Steve Carell has big feet, but his shoes will be tough to fill. No one knows that more than Domhnall Gleeson, who will play the boss on a new spinoff of NBC's The Office. The paper will feature the same documentary film crew from The Office, even though it was never really featured, as they record the daily happenings of a dying local newspaper, and it will be brought to you by the same team that brought you the American version of The Office. Gleeson, the son of actor Brendan Gleeson, knows the challenges he faces. The actor said he recently received encouraging words from Carell's Office co-star, John Krasinski, who reassured the actor that he was in great hands with executive producer Greg Daniels. Daniels successfully rebooted Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant's show of the same title from the UK. Although the title is different, the challenges faced in the paper are the same faced by those who ran a fictitious paper company. There is no release date yet, but the paper will premiere in September on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible today. Our high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible with a low dropping into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and a bit warmer with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha ha ha, how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 p.m., I'll be joined with UW-Wisconsin Law School Professor Aaron Barbato to talk about immigration processes. We dispel myths and give you the real scoop.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. From local stories to local voices, we're shining a spotlight on what matters right here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's more than just talk. It's about connecting with the community. This is Mino and the Mayor. Now, here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. It was so great having Beth Kowalski, Neville Public Museum, and the phenomenal things they've got going on there. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation, she always brings it strong. Eric Gorder and Emily Smith from the YMCA, the great programs they've got going. And Brittany Merlot, of course, civic media meteorologist. But right now, we've got Michael Pittman from High Music. And
song.
I'm not even going to try it, song. I'm going to let you pronounce your name because you say it so much better than we can.
Song Gyeong, but you can call me Song. Everybody calls me Song, and that's absolutely fine. Like S-O-N-G.
We'll just go with that then. We were with Song. Great. We had some folks from Hyde Music in here the other day talking about a great project you guys are involved with.
Oh, yeah. For Street Music Week this week?
Yes.
Yep. We had Leah Reed here on Friday talking all about Street Music Week down in Appleton. So, hey, if you're looking to do that, this is the time to do it. Lunch hour. Come on down.
Absolutely.
Now, Song is, I think everyone knows, is the conductor of the Civic Music, Civic Symphony of Green Bay.
And by the way, he once in a while throws out the term. When I was a conductor of the symphony, Song, I got to be honest with you, you've created a monster with him.
He was great. No. He conducted the Civic Symphony, and we had the confetti, and he was just glorious on the podium.
That was a lot of fun.
When I think of Jim Schmidt, I think of confetti and glorious.
I've never thought the word glorious is connected with Jim Schmidt.
All right, Song. You come back anytime.
Okay, I will.
You've got a lot going on, and I went to some of your concerts last year. Just love what you bring to this community. But tell us what's coming up on the 21st.
Okay.
Which is a great event, by the way.
Yeah, about 2 weeks from now, Saturday, we open on at noon, but 2 o'clock we have a concert, patriotic usually, close to July 4th. But this year it's going to be the International Make Music Day, that day is, and as well as the first day of the summer. I mean, yes, we don't have summer yet, as you can tell. But I hope it comes soon. So we have a theme of music and summer, as well as patriotic pieces.
And the environment is very cool.
Yes, we are doing it at the airport, Green Bay, Austin's Trouble International.
Jet Air Hangar,
Pilot Smith Training School, Jet Air Group Hangar. And it's very, very cool atmosphere. You get to see a lot of different planes,
right,
and you actually look inside. And also we have a flight simulator.
Oh.
So you get to experience what it's like to fly.
If we go to AAA this year, we got to do that.
Simulators are great.
It's a free concert.
Really?
Yes. Of course, donations are appreciated.
Right.
But yes.
That's awesome.
I love 4th of July. I love watching the Boston Pops.
Oh, absolutely.
Isn't that great?
Oh, she can do that. Yeah. I mean, you guys can bring it on when it comes to, well, anything really, but I think that patriotic music that you play is,
there's
something
so
like a
fun
symphony, right?
Yes. And everybody is so, excited to hear, tunes like Stars and Stripes. Other ones. And we honor veterans.
Yeah.
And so
that's a great, great family event. It's just a great, great event.
Yes. Especially if
grandma,
you have
whatever.
Yeah. Grandkids or kids of young age, they get to have so much fun face painting, and they get to actually experience playing different instruments. And we have Michael from the Hyde.
Michael from Hyde Music. You are one of those great sponsors that we need to make our community work. And you've got a lot of things going on, but I want to focus on this one today. Tell us your involvement in this symphony thing at the airport.
Yeah, definitely. So we've helped sponsor every single year that this has been happening.
Right.
So the third year, Instrument Petting Zoo. So it sounds funny because you picture a petting zoo, petting little goats and things like that. But this is for instruments. So come on over. You're here to try an instrument. Flutes, clarinets, violins, violas, cellos. A lot of those are orchestral instruments, percussion. So we have volunteers from the symphony that help us out as well. But come on over and just try instruments. You know, if your kids maybe thinking about doing band, it's a good place to try an instrument before, try a few instruments. If you're an adult, we do rentals and things like that for adults too. So try some instruments. Maybe you're like, I want to get back into playing, or I never had the opportunity. It's time to start playing now.
You know, we talk so often, especially on Fridays, when we have Dennis Peters from the Glam Band here, mm-hmm. and we talk about the artists, the young artists that come through, and Jim always asks them, you know, where was the spark? Somebody gave you that confidence to stay with that. But the fact of the matter is, Northeast Wisconsin, I think, is really underrated with the interest and with the ground roots level of if anybody's interested in music at any level, whether it's you want to play a gig at a local bar or you want to be a six-year-old wondering how to play a certain instrument. It's here. I mean, it's people like yourselves who are real advocates for getting people involved, with not just listening to it someplace, getting involved. I think Absolutely. That's great.
Absolutely. We have so many groups that would love to have you. If you have instruments in the attic, bring it out and try it out. And, you know, the more you play, the better you get. And in fact, the Civic Symphony of Green Bay is a volunteer orchestra.
Right.
They don't get paid. Actually, they pay their membership dues. but they get to experience amazing symphonic literature.
Right.
So it's a, and also there are other city band and other groups that would love to have you and join us.
And it's so great that they can join you, because some people, you know, if you're good, you kind of want to, not show it off isn't the right word, but you really want to share it with other
Absolutely.
Musicians and
Absolutely.
You bring
so
that out.
You don't have to be a professional right. musician.
See song?
Oh, yes, I see it. Yes, I remember that. Remember that moment. It was a lot of fun.
Where was that? Where is
Meyer.
That?
Meyer Theater.
Oh, the Meyer. Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
That was,
yep.
That was fun. And thanks for, yeah, that one of my highlights. I got, yes. Anyway, that's, I got that picture framed in my house. So, okay.
Oh, awesome.
And I think you, Song, besides bringing this to our community, you've influenced some people as well. And I think we talk about your parents tell you you're a good musician, you know, it's kind of what parents should do, but they hear it from someone like you or Michael, it really can spark them to say, you know what? I think I am pretty good and I'm going to pursue this.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't have to, like I said, a professional musician. That 99% of our musicians have a day job. They work from 8 to 5, and then they come to the rehearsal once a week before the show, and we bring the music together. And it's just a teamwork. Yeah.
And nice to kind of get out of the house a little bit and have that socialization. That's so
Absolutely.
Important to people. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of studies that's really important if you want to live a healthy life, is to have that socialization. What
Absolutely.
A great opportunity there.
Absolutely. I mean, you get to share the music. You get to talk with somebody else. We have a lot of physicians and lawyers and school teachers and so many different occupations.
Yeah.
So
you know, it's funny you'd say that, because I remember going to, I forget which bar I was at or whatever, a few years ago, and it was all the doctors had their own band. And then with Dr. Kristen, we talk about, she has a group that mm-hmm. at the Widener every year where it's all physicians and everybody. It's almost like that's a really good outlet for those types of people sometimes.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
Absolutely. It's good for your mental
right,
state.
Right.
Well, they memorize stuff their whole life. I mean, it's just the way they think, as there's a correlation to music. That's why that doctors and recital is like, you know.
I think so. Numbers and a lot of engineers,
yeah,
and
right.
they have a specific brain. I don't know. I'm not a neuroscientist.
But they can use it in a fun way.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
A release for them almost.
Yes.
Okay, I've asked you one quick question. We're talking a little bit about, you have your parents or grandparents are involved with the Korean War, of course. And I have many,
yes.
I had many Korean War veterans. And they could not say enough good things about the South Korean people, how well they took care of the American troops over there.
And then we should, because, I mean, we appreciate so much of U.S. troops, what they have done and risking their lives and putting their lives on the line and sacrificing their lives. And that means a lot to us. I really appreciate that. That's beyond, you know. It's Korea, a different country from U.S., and they sacrifice their lives, and it's amazing.
But then those soldiers, and they appreciate that, and like I said, many of them, some of them went back to help with villages, or excuse me, with orphanages,
yes.
with schools, with different things, because they wanted to repay the South Korean people for how well they took care of them. So I don't know if people realize what a great relationship our American troops had with the South Koreans.
Thank you. I mean, there are a lot of orphans who are adopted right. by Americans.
You know, there was one of my guys, they did the big breakout from the Chosin Reservoir, you know, the frozen Chosin, which was a terrible situation. And they went down to the port city of Hungnam. Okay. and they evacuated like 100,000 civilians who would have been massacred by the communists if they had gotten through. And the guy went back and he was saying, or he went to church, Catholic mass, and I got to talk to the priest afterwards. And the priest was one of the young orphans that they took care of and put on those boats to take him out.
That's
isn't
cool.
That talk about a small world?
That's the seeds. The seeds that they've planted and it grows.
Yeah.
So you've been over here since 1989, which
A long time.
Looking at you, look pretty much your whole life.
Yes.
Tell me about your perception of Green Bay. Are we right?
Oh, I love Green Bay. I absolutely love it because, except the weather.
You've never liked the weather. I know.
I mean, I am a heat resistant person, so I can tolerate the heat, but the cold, not so much.
Yeah.
However, I mean, I love people here. The community feel to it is just amazing. So
what do you think of the music? Everybody sports, right? I mean, they talk about the Packers and GB.
Absolutely.
And there's some great talent in this part of the world, but you know, as someone who comes from a different country that is conducting you,
there are a lot of talents who are hidden, so I'm very grateful to be involved in a community ensemble, and the mentality is actually kind of similar to a Packer support mentality.
That's great to hear.
Yes. I love the community of Green Bay.
Okay, after I throw this, I got one more sports question. Why are female golfers from South Korea so amazing?
Oh, because of the parents.
It's incredible how good they are, isn't it?
Because
swing a club at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh yeah, it's a practice, right. study. That's the mentality of a Korean parents.
Koreans turn out a lot of. I mean, they're great musicians too. And that's the same reason.
Yes.
And the same reason they do so well.
The discipline,
They just practice.
It practice 6-7 hours a day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Either even after school, before school.
Right.
I mean, that's the mentality.
Wow.
Yes.
But it works.
It works.
It does. You guys are unbelievable.
Hey, Michael, Hyde Music has, aside from being how many generation music store, but you guys don't rest on that. You guys are so involved. Like we had a couple of your people last week talking about the thing. You guys don't just sit back and say, hey, come to us and buy an instrument. You guys are out there making the whole music scene something special.
Oh, definitely. We're third generation. We are a Wisconsin family. You know, they live in Appleton for the Hydes, but we've been all around. We are here for the community. That's how you foster musicians. You grow musicians, community enrichment. I mean, I'm a musician for life.
Right.
I'm not originally from Green Bay. But I love this area as well.
That's awesome what you guys do.
It is. And are you involved in some of these school board meetings? Because sometimes you hear, music might be on the chopping block a little bit because of budget things. Do you guys kind of go over there and raise a little hell? I did.
Well, we are here to support education because that's where it all starts.
He says it different to me.
my father was a teacher in the public schools back in Washington State. My wife is a teacher in the schools here.
Okay.
And so I'm always for education and growing. I went to a school with a lot of music educators in Washington State for my undergrad.
And we're just talking about how music, besides playing a song, is there's a correlation to other educational things too, right? We talked about engineering, medicine. It's a great side job to have is play an instrument. I think it's awesome.
Michael Pittman, Hyde Music, Sung, artistic director and conductor, Civic Symphony of Green Bay concert coming up
21st.
It's great having you guys.
Come on out at noon and enjoy the activities and concert.
Whatever we can do to support you both, please let us know.
It's great.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for your family service.
Thank you.
Quick break. Back after this.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Summer, summer, summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
It's officially graduation time, and kids are excited. So let's get some of that energy out, shall we? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And on Monday, June 9th, from noon until 8 p.m., enjoy some end of school fun at the Funset Boulevard Entertainment Center. With free access to the train, playground, bumper cars, carousel, and laser tag, that's one way to celebrate a great year at school. Check it out by going to WISS.FM and click events.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed two election bills May 2nd, one of which includes provisions for poll workers to challenge the citizenship of voters in the polling place, a ban on ranked choice voting, and a higher bar for third parties. Among several new provisions, House File 954 authorizes state election officials to access federal agency databases and gives local election officials authority to challenge citizenship of a registered voter at the polls. A recent presidential executive order now allows access to those databases. If a voter is not able to provide documentation at the polls, they would be forced to use a provisional ballot. Only days before the 2024 election, the Secretary of State's office challenged the eligibility of over 2,100 registered voters. Most were naturalized citizens or data errors, while 277 were registered non-citizens. Of those, only 35 voted out of 1.7 million ballots cast. Pro-voter groups argue such mass challenges intimidate legitimate naturalized citizens from voting. Two provisions in 954 attempt to protect major party power. It bans ranked choice voting for any election in Iowa and raises the bar for third parties to field candidates. Third parties now need to garner 2% of the vote in three consecutive elections to qualify for the ballot. We have more on HF 954 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Hey, welcome back. Mike on the Mayor here to go look at Monday morning. 56 in Green Bay, 59 in Appleton, 55 in Oshkosh. Might get a little creepy later on. Mostly cloudy, storms, showers, lower 60s. Time to warm up a little bit. Time to warm up. Michael?
Time to warm up. You know, I was thinking in that last segment, you're talking to them about the symphony and everything.
Yeah.
And you're talking about your musical prowess.
Yeah.
A kazoo.
I could do that.
You could play a kazoo.
I could do that. Todd said he went to that camp. I didn't know Todd was a musician.
So what did you play?
It was a summer camp. Yeah. Remember, I'm a percussionist. Drums, timpani,
oh, and the,
all that
what's
stuff.
What's the other thing? Play your other thing.
The vibra slap, right?
The vibra.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
I know.
Xylophone.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
I forgot about that. I didn't know you actually went to summer camp for that, though.
I did. I was going to be a music teacher.
Wow. See, we keep learning things from Todd. We never know.
I can see that.
Yeah. Mm. Interesting. Wow.
I think music, every kid should try it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
They don't like the first instrument because it squeaks. Well, they all squeak when you first try playing.
For sure.
There's so many things to, you can move from one to the other to the other. And I
think it's great. I'm not musical, but I love music, all kinds.
Yeah.
You know, I love everything from classical. I love bluegrass, jazz, you know, alternative rock, the 80s, 70s, but even some of the harder stuff like, you know, Rage Against the Machine and Nine Inch Nails. I mean,
you're into them?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
wow.
But not so much because, like, I just think the writing is very interesting. The sound can be very interesting. I mean, Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails has won, I think, 5 Academy Awards for his music writing.
Wow.
Even though, you know, he's this hardcore musician. You know, it's just, I don't know. I think music, and it just does so much for the soul, too.
I agree with that. I mean, I still think Whiskey in a Jar is one of the greatest lyrical songs. Whiskey in a Jar. Being drunk and weary, went to my Molly's chamber. Remember? Great song. Love that.
I don't remember that one.
Metallica.
There's
Thin Lizzy before that.
Thin Lizzy.
Yeah. Remember Thin Lizzy?
Oh, yeah. That was a good band.
But that's, I think, it's important, even if the parents didn't play, to let your kids try music. And she said, do you know where she's standing on the way out? Four?
Wow.
Like, when should we start a kid's... Four. Wow. I mean, that's young, but no, you know, that's five, amazing. Six, seven. But that's what she thought. And
that's amazing.
Anyway, that's
my
that's
dad played the harmonica, and I tried. I could
that's
not
a good
pick
one.
It up. It was great.
Awesome.
He made a magic.
My parents weren't musical at all, and you know, I tried the trumpet in grade school, like elementary school. Mm-hmm. And it just not my thing.
We had to play an instrument, and I don't remember fighting it. It was just everybody plays an instrument, so we just did with trombone, sax, just. Clarinet, flute, whatever. We all played something. So, anyway, that's part of it.
Well, Michael, let's talk a little bit real quick here about Simple Life Hospitality. What are you guys looking for these days?
You know, great time of the year for us. It's high season. We have new homes coming on up in Door County, as I mentioned earlier. You know, and right now we're adding more homes for the summer. But as we, you know, it's just a busy time of the year. Our homes are booked for the summer. We're adding more homes in the North Woods. We're expanding in Eagle River, Rhinelander, Minocqua.
Oh, cool.
We have a great house up in Boulder Junction, which is an area I absolutely love.
Beautiful area.
Really killer house cabin in Florence, Wisconsin. Mm. If you really want to get away,
right? That's
away. I mean, away. I mean, just away. Really away and just kind of just unplug. But yeah, we've got some great homes, and it's a good summer for us, and we're excited by what we have going. We've added a few new homes for the upcoming Packer season, which we're excited by, and we're really pleased by the response so far for our homes booking for the Packer seasons. Yeah. Right. And I think, you know, because of the games, you know, it's interesting. I think some of the games, the teams that are here, it's very interesting to see that trend. And, you know, the Eagles are playing on Monday night, and we got some great bookings that weekend for that. And I think the teams who are coming in, you know, play a big, big deal in, you know, if someone's going to rent or not.
You know, a friend of mine asked me if I could get some Eagle tickets, a diehard Eagles fan, and I just kicked the tires a little bit. It's like, woo, is that a tough ticket?
Oh, it's going to be a tough ticket. Wow. It's going to be expensive. And I think with this whole tush-push thing,
I mean, that's going to be one of the bigger marquee games we've had here in a few years.
Oh, it's going
to
be big.
We may go to Pittsburgh. We might
to watch Rodgers.
Yeah, because he plays the Packers. I forget the day of that game.
Yeah, but that'd be if he's still standing.
I mean, just right. Buy your tickets now.
Well,
and then
I
might have a
broken hip. We were talking about this coming in. I mean, he's in a division now that has the Ravens, the Bengals, and the Browns.
I know,
and their defenses are stellar.
Yeah, so
tough pass rushes.
Miles Garrett and the fellas.
I mean, you know, I have no comment on Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Hey, I just want to get back to your company, that Simple Life Hospitality. Yeah. I think people pick an area and then they start looking at your website. I would encourage some people to look at your website and then pick an area.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if we're going to go to Rhinelander, if we're going to go to Door County.
It's a great point, Jim. I mean, we're launching our new website, by the way, this week. It's going to still be simpleliferentals.com, but it's a brand new website. It's going to be laid out in a way where we've got pet friendly now broken out. We've got about 50 homes just for, you know, if people want to bring their pets, waterfront. So, yeah, I'd say encourage people to go there and see, because we have everything for every budget.
Right.
You know, we've got a great little Bailey's Harbor. It's like a mini resort. It's got six cabins. You can rent one, or if family wants to come and do a reunion there, they can rent all six. So
and they're not like laying all over each other.
No, it's called Sunset Shores. So if you're looking at it on the website, it's Sunset Shores and it's cabins 1 through 6.
Or a group of friends, too.
A group of friends.
You know, we all want our own cabin, yet we all want to hang out
exactly,
all day.
Exactly. And that's that, I was saying earlier, that's that old Wisconsin, like, I remember as a kid growing up, we'd go up to Green Lake or somewhere and we'd get a little house. And, you know, we went there to fish and jump in the lake and, you know, grill brats and hamburgers, right, and just have a great weekend. It's, you know, and it's not fancy, but it's wonderful.
And
it's not a bad thing to close the door and get away from them at the end of the night either, right?
Yeah.
You know?
But what I'm saying is, you know, a lot of families done a ton of vacations, and we've done a couple of those, like I said, Rhinelander ones, and they remember those. They love that being out in the woods, and it's They love it. Kids love it.
It's a great time. Yeah. Awesome.
Thanks,
Michael
Freeman,
Simple Life Hospitality. Always fun having you in the house, buddy.
Thanks for having me again. Yeah, it's good to see you guys. Well, look forward to this summer. We've got something planned, I think, for training camp. So we're going to work on
that. Nice.
Yeah, we're going to work on that with you guys.
We always have a great time at your places.
Yeah. We'll have a good time.
Thanks to all our great guests today, Todd. Great job putting it all together, my brother. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Mind of the Mayor. See ya. But man, I still think them cats are
crazy. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Three nights of clashes between protesters and National Guard troops. President Trump called up against the wishes of California's governor and the mayor of Los Angeles. ABC's Matt Gutman was there when the protests broke out.
CHP, California Highway Patrol, deployed smoke. They're moving in, trying to push these protesters out. You can see some projectiles containing someone there.
The LAPD mobilizing resources and LA's mayor pleading for calm.
Our city does not need to be torn apart.
Earlier Sunday, demonstrators swarming LA's federal building, hundreds of LAPD officers responding.
Israeli forces seized a boat bound for the Gaza Strip overnight. Greta Thunberg and other activists were on board, along with aid for Palestinians who have been cut off from food and fuel amid the fighting between Israel and Hamas. Russia launching 479 drones at Ukraine in the war's biggest overnight bombardment. They also shot at least 20 missiles as well. This is ABC News.